This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. In an increasingly connected and globalized world, discussions on boundaries and borders are more relevant than ever. Local artist Puan Thai Ming examines these issues in an exhibition called Imagined Homeland, which is showing until the 21st of July at Our Art Projects at the Chung San Building in Kuala Lumpur. Thai Ming is here with me today to talk about his current works. And how are you today, Thai Ming?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this exhibition of yours. It's your sixth solo exhibition, I believe. And it's called Imagined Homeland.
Yes.
What is the idea behind the exhibition?
It's kind of like try to look for the future. So like imagine of homeland, it can reflect to your family or the countries. Yes, it start from that. So actually it's an extension of project of from my last solo last year. It's called like Hey Malaysian, Something You Blanket Left Behind. So it's an extension of that.
And what does this idea of homeland actually mean to you?
In the show, actually, I didn't like put it in a like very strong statement or definition of homeland. As I say, it reflects to like your family or the country, because like in terms of like the country itself is their home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like, because from the research, I do a serious research. So I'm trying to like think from a different perspective. Normally we refer to like homeland is like place of birth of ourselves, like your hometown kind of thing. So, but in this case, I'm trying to, especially for this exhibition, I'm trying to think of different way to how we define the homeland or hometown or even your country. So yeah, maybe the definition will be different, maybe based on where your family is. It's not trying to define from like in our identity card of like, yeah, your nationality, your place of birth, something like that. So try to from different perspective of looking at that.
And the exhibition, I think, features a variety of works, right?
Yes.
There are combinations of paintings, photography, map drawings.
Yes. The painting, right, from visually, is kind of like a studio photo of like families. So that the idea is like try to like if you look at the image, it's like kind of like recomposed of different images of photograph.
They look like old photos that have been torn and then stuck back together,
yes,
right? But
yes,
it's actually a painting.
Yes, yeah. It's a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of aid of like recompose all the things is like, it kind of like searching some other possibilities of the understanding of the family structure or social structures, some things. So it kind of like we're playing with puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try to like look for the real images. Yeah, the kind of things like that. Then the drawing itself is more, but the painting, the painting itself also like, there's four paintings in the show. So each painting, it reflects a certain period of times so that you can see, observe from the dress, the background.
Mm-hmm.
So it reflects different period of time, the people, their belonging to the countries. Map drawing is an extension from the last solo that I have two projects about this. Is one is the IC project, another one is Reclaimed Land. So that two piece of work is I started with a series of dialogue with different people from my family, from my friends, or I tried to like grab some stranger from street something like, around me. So I try to talk to them. Yeah. More to like dialogue, not really like interview.
Mm.
Yeah, depend and from different range. So yeah, try to like understand what they are thinking of regarding of this kind of homeland or what they think of the country or the environment that they're living. Yeah, from that, so I recreate the map.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so actually the map, you cannot like recognize it like or know that where is this, because this is totally, we cannot find it in the map that we know. So it's based on the place of birth of, mm-hmm. of the people and the current place of their residence and the future. So like Future, it might be like they haven't been there. It's just a dream, like, oh, maybe this place, this city or this country is good, which maybe when they are retired, they want to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a creative map. So it kind of like visualize of the imagining of the...
Yeah, the imagined homeland. Yeah.
Yes, so we recreate the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seems to me that one of the themes that come across very strongly in your works is this idea of boundaries, idea of belonging, of connectivity, travel. Are these all things that are these themes that come up in your work very often?
No. Actually, it's like my... Of course, like for the past... more than 10 years. my work always like reflects those like social, political kind of issue. But of course, I'm not really like direct like commentary or things. I'm more interested in looking at from the different perspective and to understand that. And then, yeah. So when I start the last solo, the project, I'm thinking of, I want to use my art practice to do something with my family.
Mm.
Yeah, as an excuse. So, yeah, it starts from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, it ended up like connect it again with all those things. And because most of my family members is not here in Malaysia, some is like Singapore, some is like UK, so some is like married to other countries. So, yeah, from that, I'm quite similar. Kind of, that's why it interests me to like look from that angle and how they look back. I mean, their hometown, their homeland. So, yeah, from that. Yeah.
And is there a sense sometimes that we live in a very connected world?
Yes.
But in many ways, we also live in a world now that is separated in many ways.
Yes.
More boundaries, more borders.
Yes. In my work, actually, I'm trying to, like, redraw all the boundaries. That's why I say, is it possible that the boundary of country or national...
Mm-hmm.
Is no more there.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm quite easy to connect with, although our family member or friends is like all over the world. So, but it's always like easy, especially not just voice. You can like Skype, you can like...
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite different. Different with like the older generation, when they like migrate to here to work or to look for better life. And... they always like think of like going back to their own country. So, but nowadays it's quite different. Yeah. Even my mother also quite different. She got already. But if she has choice, she think of they want to stay in Singapore.
Mm.
So I think the situation is quite different. From some of the research which I have done. So it's the same. Because they think of, I have... my mobile phone, then I can always like talk to my family, and it's quite easy to fly everywhere now.
Yeah.
So maybe that the technology also changed the mindset of people. So it getting like attract me to like know more about this. Like, is that the social structure also like changed by maybe not only the social issue but also the technology, the development of the country? Yeah.
So in a way, the idea of migration has changed because people don't feel, I guess in the previous generation when you migrate, it's like you're really leaving.
Yes.
But these days, even though you may have physically left,
yes,
that connection is very easy to maintain.
Yes.
What actually led you to kind of moving from working on things that are more political, social, like the IC project and on, to something that feels more personal?
It's just like a different part of the research of to know the country, to know because it's the country is built by the people. So it's just like from different perspective, like the IC project. So it kind of like how the country or the social condition affect the people.
Mm.
Now, this one is more to like how the people feel the lands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of like try to like look from different perspective.
Yeah. And what about your own experiences with moving and migration? You were originally from Batu Pahat.
Yes.
But you've lived in KL now for how long?
More than 20 years.
Right. And yes. Do you also have these memories and have you lived anywhere else? How does moving around and this idea of your hometown versus living somewhere else. What does that mean to you?
I didn't live in some other city, just like my hometown and here, KL. Yeah, that's why I'm quite curious of how they think. Because we always, from our own perspective, or think of how Malaysia is. But how about the Malaysian abroad, whether they are migrate or even they just work some other country? So this is like very different. I think their perspective is quite different. And sometimes they are lacking of like information of what happened here because they are busy on their life or what. And if like you just go out for a few years, I think it's still okay. But if like 20 years, things quite different now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you've done 6 exhibitions thus far.
Yeah.
How have you seen yourself change as an artist over the years?
I think the first one is more very personal kind of feeling. Kind of, yeah, still young, just graduate a few years from school. Yeah. So I think in 2004, I have my second solo. So after that solo, I have a feeling that I want to stop that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know more about the real world. Not just my personal. Of course, it's still real. But yeah, a different world. And to understand more about the country. Because my own experience, maybe not everybody, but I'm from part south of Malaysia. So I grew up with like looking at all the TV program from Singapore.
Yes,
a lot of people. So we will look at the news also from Singapore, although it's the Malaysian news.
Mm.
So it kind of like, you not really understand what happened here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's kind of like secondhand kind of news or perspective.
Yeah.
So at that time, of course, it happened. It's just like, I want to know more about that. Maybe I'm living, since I moved to KL for a few years. So yeah, I think it happened.
And now when you look back at your works, compared to your current exhibition, do you work differently? Do you think differently?
Yes, very different. My training in painting or that kind of visual approach, artistic approach, until now is very different. In a way of like how you cook your idea, how you deliver your message to the audience. I mean, those like visual strategy, very different. And I try very hard to like try to move on, not only stick on what I learned in the college. I think that's, at least for me, is like very important. It's not that the thing that I learned is not good, but I think everything is changed. The world is changed. You need to move on.
Mm.
You need to learn something new or different.
Do you find that all of your works and all of the exhibitions you've had so far, are they very rooted in Malaysia, Malaysian culture, Malaysian experiences?
In a way, yes. That's why some people also ask that if like your work is like out of Malaysia, how the audience appreciate it? But for me, we share the similar problem and things. So not only Malaysian, it's Southeast Asia or even difference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, we can share all this experience. We can exchange experience. So, we no need... It's the same problem that you no need to like do something like you go abroad. You no need to do something there. We have our own culture to share. We have our own problem to share or learn from other people, which they are doing that kind of issues. Yes.
I noticed that one of the phrases that you use to describe the exhibition is the phrase from Thailand, same, same, but different.
But yes, the same, and difference, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the term is like...
Yes. Is that something that you find makes sense in terms of this project?
Yes, see, we all... Of course, now we all address as like Malaysian, we are like Chinese or Malay or what. But if you like trace from the history, we all make sure. In terms of culture, maybe not... Even some race also same. So, yeah. So, we are hybrid in culture, especially culture nowadays.
So, we are same, but different.
Yes. Or differentness.
Different, but same.
Yes. That's why I think, I cannot remember the years, but I have a work that I try to repeat, paint it repeatedly for different painting with the same images and try to like make it same, but it's still different. This kind of different type of approach of trying to like deliver the ideas.
And the exhibition actually feels now very timely because, you know, we now have a new government. Yes. The country sort of went through this phase where we all felt like we came together for something.
Yes.
Do you find your work, you know, sort of having a new meaning to you now?
Yes, because I almost finished all the work before or during the election. So, of course, some people will ask, you ask me, so after the election, so they will ask, so now the government changed. So is it your work is still relevant? Especially they refer to that our previous work, my previous work. But in because my work always like quite open-ended kind of approach. And if like, you look on paintings, the four paintings, the last one, actually the background is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time when I produced the painting, it's something like, where are we going to go?
Right.
But during the election, what happened is like, especially the people abroad, especially those stories, I think you also know that, yeah, they try to like bring back all the...
The votes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so touching. And you feel, hey, maybe something different.
Mm.
Maybe they just change or they just like, yeah, different. So yeah, it's kind of like different kind. Maybe the continuous people will feel more belong to this country.
Mm.
So yes, I think it's quite interesting that it, after the period, it provides some other reading of the world.
What do you hope visitors to the exhibition take away from it?
They try to understand the whole context. Not maybe not all, but try to think of that themselves. They no need to like exactly know what I'm talking about, but at least you know what I'm trying to like bring to them. And yeah, the context itself, the idea itself, like extend to their personal to think about what is their homeland. Of course, there is only one answer. It can be like, no, I still want to go abroad or what. But it's okay. For me, also okay. It's just like, it's kind of like a research. It's kind of like to understand people. Yeah. But I think that is quite important that they can bring something back, especially this, in their mind. They're not necessary to have the work.
I think we could all do with a little bit more understanding of each other, right?
Yes, yes. That's why the whole project, to try to like engage people, which I'm not really good on that, actually. But I think it's quite important. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Thai Ming.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been speaking to artist Puan Thai Ming about his current exhibition called Imagined Homeland, which is on at Our Art Projects at the Cheung San Building in Kuala Lumpur until the 21st of July. For more information, visit ourartprojects.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.